Well, even if the government is shut down, I'll tell you what's not shut down. The Here and Now, DJ Sessions, and today, a special Show Tunes edition.
Broadway, baby, learning how to sing and dance.
For some humdrum people to be.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my
Lawrence Maslon is a professor at NYU's Tisch School for the Arts and host of the weekly show Broadway to Main Street at WPPB, Long Island's NPR station. He's also the author of the new book, From Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America. Welcome to Here and Now.
It's great to be here. Thank you. And now. It's great to be here and now.
Yes, it's good to have you here and now. And let me ask you first, before we get to some of the music that you brought us, why you love these show tunes so much?
Well, I think they're such a part of American culture. I think they're so uplifting. They're so smart. They're so funny. There's something about them, you know, if you wake up and you're driving through a past a meadow and there's a hawk tracing lazy circles in the sky, well, you just want to sing, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think they encapsulate so much of what we're all about.
Okay, well, let's listen to some of the ones that you brought us. This is Night Song by Sammy Davis Jr. here from the 1964 show Golden Boy.
Where do you turn when you burn with this feeling of rage? Who do you fight when you want to break out but your skin is your cage? Uptown, just another Joe. Downtown, where you gonna go?
So Golden Boy is about a young man who becomes a boxer against the wishes of his family to try to escape his impoverished roots. Tell us why you picked this song.
Well, it's one of my favorite shows. Your description is very accurate about Clifford Odets' play in the 1930s. But when Sammy Davis Jr. was asked to star in it on Broadway, they also made it a multiracial love interest. So he was a black fighter in love with a white woman. And it's the only musical really in the 1960s to deal with the civil rights movement, in any meaningful way. It's got a great jazzy score, an amazing performance by Sammy, one of the few people from the pop world who decided to do 8 performances a week. And what a great opening number to establish his character.
By the way, I have to think when I hear that Uptown, Downtown, so many show tunes involve New York City. Is that just because Broadway is the center of it and that's where they're written for Broadway first?
I think New York City also has a very theatrical energy, mm-hmm. right? The bright lights, success stories, mm-hmm. making it, the melting pot, all that stuff. There are not too many great L.A. show tunes, you know.
The hills. No,
nothing against
the
L.A.
beaches, right.
Right.
The next one you wanted us to hear is a classic, I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair. This is from the 1949 show South Pacific. This version sung by Peggy Lee.
Don't try to patch it up, tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, cancel him. And let him go, hey sister. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. Send him on his way. If you laugh at different comics, if you root for different teams, waste no time, weep no more. Show him what the door is for. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams.
What a voice. I'm not even going to ask you why you chose the Peggy Lee version because we know right there.
Well, you should, in a way, because what I love about that cut, which is so important to me as a DJ, is the confluence of the pop world and Broadway world. She actually recorded that in L.A. before South Pacific went into rehearsal. Mm. So this was an age where the great songwriters, Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Frank Lesser, their songs were recorded by pop artists in advance because that's how tapped in people were into the Broadway musical zeitgeist.
And do I understand correctly that whoever plays Nellie actually has to wash her hair on stage during this number?
Oh, 8 times a week. You gotta.
Why is it 8? Why don't they, you know, do 9 or 10 shows a week?
Well, the actor's equity is the reason why they'd go on strike. If you're doing, you know, you're a good man, Charlie Brown, you might have to do a 10 a.m. matinee. But basically, that's been the rule forever.
Hmm. Okay, the next one you brought us jumps us ahead to 1978 for Our Private World. This is from the show On the 20th Century. This is a duet by the great, late Madeline Kahn and John Collin.
Here in our private world.
Our private world is like a play.
It's like a play.
Now, On the 20th Century is a show about a struggling theater producer trying to convince a glamorous actress to star in his next show. You say this is your favorite show ever.
Yeah, kind of. It is. I had the thrill of seeing it during the blizzard that shut down Rhode Island in 1978. It was so theatrical and fun, and a great score by Cy Coleman and Comden and Green, and these two titanic talents, Madeline Kahn and John Cullum, just giving it their all, just a real Broadway, theatrical, juicy performance, which is what we all love.
Okay, the last one you wanted us to hear is The Glamorous Life from the 1973 show A Little Night Music. This one is performed by Audra McDonald.
Closing reviews, gay and resilient, with applause. What a glamorous life! Speeches are brilliant if they're shores. What a glamorous life! Ordinary mothers needn't meet committees, but ordinary mothers don't get keys to cities. No, ordinary mothers merely see their children all year, which is lovely, I hear.
Okay, now, I have to say, when I hear the way that she is singing there, it reminds me of a community theater production that I was involved with when I was like a teenager, of Into the Woods. It's that very fast, you know, do you hear that?
It's the Sondheim patter. I mean, he wrote it for the film version, and in the hands of an artist like Audra McDonald, she just takes his very complicated storytelling to another level entirely, in my opinion.
And Sondheim appears a few times on your list.
He appears as a lyricist working with Rodgers, but he was the big game changer in the second part of the 20th century because he wrote songs that had two or three things going on simultaneously. And in that song, you hear about a girl who's thrilled that her mother is a big actress who she never gets to see, and maybe she's not so thrilled at the same time. And that, to me, is a great art song. It's as good as anything written by Schubert. It just has a lot of levels going on at the same time.
Okay, I want to play one of my own for you.
And ooh!
The reason I want to do this is because this is what made me want to do a Show Tunes edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions, because I saw this show, and it lived up to the hype for me. And I've been listening to it over and over and over again.
Oh my God.
Very
I'm so
carefully.
Nervous.
You know what it's going to be. Here it is.
My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half-dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
And Alex got better, but his mother went quick.
Moved in with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide. Left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside a boy saying,
Alex, you gotta fend for yourself.
He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead or destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, plucking for his late mother's landlord. Trading sugar, cane, and rum, and all the things he can't afford.
Now, of course, from...
You picked a really obscure show
really obscure
that closed
show.
Out
Nobody's
of town in 1971. Yeah.
Okay, do you think that at the end of the day that Lin-Manuel Miranda, or at least with this one, I mean, this is his only one, that he is in the ranks of some of the greats of Broadway?
Well, certainly the show is going to be a timeless show. It's going to be done in every high school in the throughout the 21st century. Because, he tapped into the musical zeitgeist of his time and brought it to an American story on Broadway. And the proof is in the pudding, because Hamilton is the first score in ages to achieve a kind of mainstream acceptance across the board on the Billboard charts. Remix tapes. President Obama got involved with remixing one of the songs. So it the zeitgeist doesn't lie, right? If they bring you in, you must be doing something right.
Well, you're doing something right, Lawrence, because we're going to definitely have to bring you back to do this again.
Oh, I can't wait.
Lawrence Maslon, a Tisch professor and host of the weekly program From Broadway to Main Street at WPPB, Long Island's NPR station. Lawrence, thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me.
Another immigrant coming up from the bottom. His enemies destroyed his rep. America forgot him.
We fought with him.
Me, I died for him.
Me, I trusted him.
Me, I loved him.
And me, I'm the damn fool that shot him.
There's a million things I haven't done.